League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jenna Jimenez interview. My favorite part of her episode was talking about the different smells inside my brother Bobby's car, because we have both cleaned his car and shared that in common. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Jenna Jimenez.
Are you reading a paper of how to say my name?
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought it was Jimenez or Jimenez, but the J is silent, right?
Well, it's not silent because then it would be Jimenez.
Oh, Jimenez. How do people normally say it?
It's just pronounced like an H.
Oh,
the J is pronounced like an H.
Oh, there you go.
Jimenez.
It's been a while.
Have you ever said jalapeno in your life, or do you say jalapeno or something?
Jalapeno.
Yeah. It's exactly the same. It's right? Igual.
Jalapeno.
The J.
Do you speak Spanish?
Claro que sí.
Un poquito?
No, hablo español.
Mucho o un poquito?
Mucho.
Okay. So your father is Hispanic. And then
we don't say Hispanic anymore. You say Latin.
Latino.
Latino, Latinx.
So your father is Latino and your mother is?
A white Jew.
Oh, she's Jewish? Hey.
She's like European.
Can you throw my phone over here? Yeah, it's okay.
Also, okay. I love that song that you were just playing. Your little.
I made it up.
I know you made it up.
You liked it?
I like it. Like, I want to sing to it.
Did you like it, or are you just saying that? You liked it?
I would either say I don't like it,
mm-hmm.
or two, I would just not mention it.
Right, right.
We didn't know
right.
I was talking about it.
No, I
so
hear
we
you.
Went,
how come you didn't want to drink
you know
my sparkling
how many times
water?
I've you told turned you me down. You that I don't like things that you do. Like, I'm not afraid to tell you.
I know, because, okay, let me just let them know. Before we start filming, she's like, I forgot that your voice could get so loud.
Oh, I said that. Your voice, like.
Could it, though?
Yeah, you'll be like talking, then you're like, oh, because then I knew the place that we were going to. Yeah. Sorry about that.
What do you think that I don't like that I do that. Because I've been in like restaurants and stuff, and like my friends would be like, dude, you're being loud right now. They say this. They go, dude, the whole place could hear you. The whole restaurant's looking at you, Steve.
Yeah, I think
the whole goddamn restaurant. Shut up.
I think it's like you get an excitement. Which is okay.
Oh, that's okay.
But then you lack the awareness to know that you're like excited.
Yeah. How long have I known you?
Probably 8 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I used to. Do you still? You know my brother's car, right?
Obviously, I know your brother's
car. Because I used to clean it.
Oh.
I was
then
back
the
in the
job
day.
Got moved to me.
Yes, because I want. So let's talk about it. Because back, okay, this is what
You're
I remember
again.
His car.
You're yelling again.
Okay. This.
See,
okay,
see, she can be your cue. Whenever she goes to
Jesse, am I right?
touch it and
she's
lower.
Adjusting the volume.
It's because you start yelling.
Okay, this is what I remember about my brother's car.
You got really soft knees, bro.
Okay, bro. Did you notice that? Hold up. Hair here, no hair. Hold up. Hair here, no hair.
Wow.
No hair at all right here. But right here, just a little island patch.
Yeah.
So you are observing my legs.
Well, yeah, I was just doing my...
Is it weird? Yeah. This is not normal.
It doesn't bother me. It's like, that's just where your hair wanted to be. Yesterday, I found 3 long hairs that were coming out of my elbow.
Yeah.
Where am I supposed to be looking?
You're just doing fine. We're going to talk about my brother's car.
Right.
He used to have Starbucks bottles filled with urine. Do you still find those?
You know,
hundreds of Starbucks bottles?
There's a lot of bottles. There's a lot of things growing. Sometimes there's like something that seems like
funky
mold.
Mm-hmm.
There's been mold.
Okay.
Yeah.
like
I'm obsessed with your laugh.
Can you describe the smell? It's
like,
not quite poo though. It's something kind of along
it's
those
like
guidelines.
Things growing
like fungus.
Like a fungal. Like maybe something dead. Like
yeah.
Something it's like something live and growing but also dead.
Yes, that's perfect. That's a
you know?
Perfect description. Yeah, it's not only that. You know what's weird, cuz okay, he had his Prius, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he had his gray Corolla. He had kind of a Volkswagen little GT, but all of the cars that he's had in his past, he doesn't take care of them.
Yeah, no, they're not. He is a very much like the car has to function. It has to get me from point A
to
point
B.
Semi-comfortable, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he cares about his comfort, actually. And that's it.
Have you found...
he doesn't service them. I service them.
He doesn't.
Toyota calls me. Hello, Bobby.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Who is this? This is a Toyota. Yes, this is Bobby speaking.
Yeah.
They're like, you're... like
you,
7 months late.
Right.
For...
What do you think that is? Do you think that's like a psychological thing? Like, because he's successful in other aspects of his life. Like,
it's just not something he cares about, so he doesn't put his energy toward it.
Yeah, but it is something to care about because that could.
Right.
He drives it every day from point A to point B. And
yeah,
when you
care.
Have funky poo, fungus
yeah, it doesn't bother
stuff
him,
in it,
you know. It's
very but we smell it.
Yeah, no, I smell it. I mean, I get nail clippings, things that look
oh,
like
you see
boogers, which are maybe glue, probably
yeah,
glue.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about his Elmer's glue obsession.
A lot of that, a lot of like...
clothes, just...
A lot of clothes,
stacked
underwear.
Mm-hmm. Underwear?
Excuse me.
You're good.
Like, toys, like gifts that he's gotten that he's never opened.
Yeah, from like 5 Christmases ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still in the bag.
Have you? Yeah. Is there a lot of like trash bags in there too? Like you'll see random.
No,
bags.
I bring trash bags
you
in
do.
To clean it. I wear gloves now.
You have to.
A lot of times.
A lot of
I
disinfectant
even wear a
wipes.
Mask.
Like
a lot of disinfectant.
What do you
wipes.
What do you use? What kind of products?
I do
are you
a
using?
Great fucking job.
Good for you. Do you
Dude.
Use Windex? Like what do you? What do you
I
doing?
Use Windex like
Febreze?
For the front. I use certain different wipes. I get
yeah.
like 5 different disinfectant things:
mm-hmm.
Windex cleaners, surface
oh
cleaners, paper towels,
mm-hmm.
rags. Because some things I can't get out, and so I have to try a different one.
Yeah.
And then I vacuum it all.
Oof.
I have like a whole process.
Isn't there gunk in the
carpet,
the floor
and
mats
stuff?
And stuff?
Yeah,
the, yeah.
There's
the car
gunk.
Mats.
There's. I'm trying to think what else
there
I find.
There must be
like
some kind of
cigarette packets.
Oh, chew.
Oh, chew. Bottles with chew in it.
Spit.
Bottles that are open that have just fallen over onto the ground.
Half open water bottles, half like emptying
yes,
out.
Yes, Red Bull
the,
just
yeah.
emptying out.
Sugar-free Red Bulls.
Yeah, gum. Smoothies that
oh, he's into smoothies.
Turned into...
Mold.
Mold.
So would you say it takes a certain kind of strong personality to, that's a big task to do. Just to enter his car like that. Because once you open the car, you're like, yeah. Ooh.
You just can't
it's
think
a war
about
zone
it.
In there. It's like, oh, dude.
Yeah, you got to just go in. And what I like about it is that there's a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment.
When you
because
do it.
When I go in, I'm like, this is horrific. But I know that when I'm done, it's going to look fucking amazing.
I know that feeling because I've been
there. I've got to show you pictures.
I you know what? I trust that you did a good job, but this is a thing that he does that really drives me crazy. Once he sees what a magnificent job you did and how clean it is, something in his mind flips and he like dirties it up right away.
Oh yeah, I mean
he'll like, you know what I'm saying? I used to clean his place too. Like I'd like be wiping the
ground.
It's
not that he intentionally makes it dirty again. It's that he actually is so unconscious of it. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It's not even intentional. It's just he creates a garbage, dirty tornado wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And so it's like he messes things up quickly. So mm-hmm. It doesn't take him very much time. So it's like as soon as he gets into the car.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, let me resume.
Have you seen his feet?
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
I don't know, cause I don't want to be anywhere near. It,
but
his
do you
feet.
Smelt? You've smelt his feet, right?
No, I've not
funky.
Smelt
it's
it.
Funky.
Why would I have smelt his feet?
It's funky.
I don't want to smell that shit.
Do you?
I don't even touch his hands.
You. what do you mean you don't touch his hands? Because he tries to shake your hand.
No, he would never try to shake my hand. But it's like if I'm getting.
Does he treat
from
you
his,
good though? He treats you nice.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Bob?
I would say.
How does he treat you?
So I knew Bobby before I knew Kalila.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of Gilbert linked y'all up? Like,
I introduced Gilbert to them.
You did?
Yes.
So you're the one that brought Gilbert
in.
I
knew. Yes, are you
so
kidding
Gilbert,
me?
You got to be thanking Gilbert. You need
thank
to
thank you.
Gilbert, you need to thank Jenna. Maybe give 5% of your earnings, of your monthly earnings, because Jenna is the one that hooked everyone
you
up for
Tiger,
the Tiger Belly cast.
Gilbert gave me 1% of his monthly earnings.
Because they're making some dough.
Like
they're making some dough.
Or maybe
hello.
Just like a public thank you, you know, no, so that I could get more Instagram followers.
Yeah,
than
okay,
he has.
So let's throw this out to Gilbert. Gilbert,
so here's
you
thing.
Know what she did. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't even be in the room, okay? So you have to do three things, okay?
Right.
A, get her 10,000 more Instagram followers in 3 months.
No, whatever it is, it just has to be more than
more,
he has.
More than, what does he have?
Because I just want to be
what
him.
Does he have?
I don't know, but whatever.
But okay, so you're going to have to help with that.
Like if he had 6,000, I would just want 7,000.
Okay, that's fair enough. Mm. Or two, we know you're making a great deal of monthly income from the Tiger Belly. You're getting a lot of ads. Right,
so 1%, let's say.
No, 5.
No,
three,
that's a lot.
3% of your monthly Tiger Belly earnings directly to Jenna's bank account. What's the third one? Three, you have to pedicure. You have to either...
Is that do a pedicure, get him a pedicure?
You know, you got to get her a pedicure. You got to do something to help her nails.
No, I would like him to just
hair.
Like brush my hair. That would be nice. Just a brush my hair.
You want Gilbert? You sure you want Gilbert to brush your hair?
Yeah, I want anyone to
okay,
brush my
so,
hair.
Okay, so you're
going nice.
To have to get a comb or a brush. What
a
kind?
Brush.
Like where? Do you have to go to
like a wet
supply?
Brush. A wet brush is called
what's a wet
brush.
What's a wet brush? What's a wet brush?
It's a brand.
Okay, you're going to have to get wet brush brand. And how long? An hour.
Yeah.
Every other day. Twice a week. Gilbert, twice a week, you're going to have to do it because Jenna's the one that hooked it up. You did hook that. And not only that, how about this? Can I throw another one? What you?
Yeah, this is great.
Because I'm giving you credit. I want to give you as much credit. Aren't you the one that got, aren't you friends with Kevin Bacon's daughter?
Yeah.
Didn't you get Sophie on Tiger Belly too?
Sophie?
Several times, Sophie.
Yeah.
So you owe, Tiger Belly, you owe Jenna for that. If it wasn't for Jenna, she wouldn't go to the podcast, man.
I mean, the truth of it is like.
That's the goddamn truth. If it wasn't for you, then she wouldn't be in there.
But, like, we're also all connected. It's like, if it wasn't for Esther, I wouldn't know Bobby.
Oh, why'd you have to bring up her name?
You know? If it wasn't for me going to college and my mom going to this garage sale where she met Esther's mom, I wouldn't know Esther.
Is that how you met Esther?
Mm-hmm. So
how
it's, like,
long
all linked.
You brought, because I wasn't going to bring it up. You brought Esther up, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, so, yeah, so continue on.
Because really, it's like.
Your friendship, how you met her, because I'm fascinated by her, by the way. I've asked her 5 years.
I just saw her today.
5 years to hey, we do my podcast. Hey, we do my podcast.
I zero, just did. Zero. Wait, when is this coming out?
Next week. Next
okay,
week.
So maybe I can't
wait,
say.
Wait, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut
well,
you
I off. Just did another podcast, but I'm not going to mention it because that's not coming out for like a couple weeks.
But were you talking about Esther? We're about to talk about Esther, right?
Yeah, like how I was you met linked Esther. To Esther.
Yeah.
Why are you like squinting like I'm lying?
No, I always do that.
But as far as Gilbert, I really...
Well, you went back to Gilbert.
Yeah, because we weren't okay, finished
okay,
with
we're
that.
Not, okay, continue.
Because I just want to be clear. You don't do things so that people thank you. You just do them to do them and to be good. You know, it never even occurred to me that Gilbert, like, should actually owe me money and thank me every day of his life until on Tiger Belly they were like, Gilbert, you owe it to Jenna. And then I was like, oh shit, hell yeah,
oh,
you do.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't owe me anything. I met Gilbert.
I didn't. Okay, go ahead.
And then, so actually, OG Tiger Belly, before Tiger Belly existed, it was me and Kalilah.
Wait,
we were going to start a podcast.
Let's talk about that. What was it going to be called?
We didn't have a name, but we recorded our first episode on the floor. We were like, we want to do a fucking podcast, but it's like, I don't have any followers. Like, I don't have very interesting stuff to say. But I mean, back then.
But, you know, regardless, I mean.
Bobby and Kalilah can do a way better podcast than me and Kalilah.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, continue. Then how many episodes did you record?
We recorded one, and, like, the sound wasn't right, and she was like, we need someone for sound. But she was like, I'm going to record one with Bobby. So she recorded one with Bobby, and then I was like, oh, I got someone who could help you with sound, because I thought Gilbert did that kind of stuff. He had no idea how to do it. But I was like, boy, you better learn. So he went and he learned, and he's actually a perfect, the podcast is way better than it would have been with just me and Kalilah. And Gilbert is like a perfect third.
See, Gilbert, all these nice words that she's saying about you, man. So you don't have to do the three things that I asked for you to do, but at least have gratitude.
The hair brushing would be nice.
Yeah, the hair brushing would be nice. Maybe a massage maybe once a month.
Sure, but not from him, because I don't think he can give good massages.
Why? He's a strong Filipino man.
Yeah, his
he's
hands just don't...
He has strong hands.
I don't know about that. I think, like, if he did
thick,
it with his elbow...
Fingers. So, Gilbert, give her a nice elbow. What are you doing right now? What's going on?
I just feel like this would feel so good on my back. Oh, my God, it does. Because my back is hurting, and the doorknob into it... Oh, just feels so...
This is
so
the first time this has happened on the podcast. Whatever you're doing right now...
It feels...
Are you getting this?
Fucking phenomenal.
Okay. Oh. So, Gilbert, you saw that her lower back is hurting right now.
That was my upper.
She could use it. Let's go back to what I'm fascinated about. Your relationship with
Esther.
Okay,
so now
Pavitsky.
Esther.
Yeah.
So...
You guys meet in school.
Esther was... Yeah, so basically my mom... Went to this is the summer before college started.
Can we give a shout out to your mother? She happens to see this. Can we give her
hi, Mama Jerry?
So, shout out to Jerry, right?
Yeah,
Jimenez.
No, she kept her last name. I'm not gonna say her last name.
Shout out to Jerry for raising such a good person. She does good things in the world, she helps people out.
My mom is wonderful.
Continue.
Thank you. So, my mom was at a garage sale. Well, she was passing a garage sale the summer before college, and she was like, ow, she's packing up, but maybe she'll let me just look at the stuff before she packs it all up. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, sure, come on, I'm just packing. That's Esther's mom. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm just packing some stuff up, but you can look at the rest of it, sure. And my mom was like, oh, okay. Well, mama, she got to talking because that's how. You heard her talk.
Yeah, similar.
Similar, but.
She sounds like a therapist or something. Like a
professional. You said you liked her voice.
I
so
did. It has a distinct thing going on, yeah.
The voice that I do for her in my head is not how her voice sounds. It's her energy.
It sounds strong, though.
Like, that's not how she sounds. She sounds kind of like me.
She sounds kind of, it's a commanding, like a commanding voice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You hear
but
that,
continue.
Mom?
And then Esther's is more like mousy.
Esther's mom. Yes, Esther's mom is like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's more nasally.
Oh, Esther. No, that's not nasal. That's like head.
Nasal is like the.
Yeah. My mom is more nasal. Esther's mom is more head voice. Like, oh, yeah. You're awful at that.
My daughter's two daughters age. Oh, yeah.
So then, my. Somehow they got to talking about like, oh, you have a daughter. Oh, you have a daughter. So do I. And
see, I was right about that.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay, I know, but I knew that happened. I know that. I knew that happened. You have a daughter. Oh, I have a daughter your daughter's age.
Oh.
Maybe we could get together for a picnic or something. You know what I mean? Or let's go get coffee. Hey, you want to meet? I want my daughter to meet your daughter.
So basically, listen, it was even crazier.
Crazier than what I just said?
Yes.
Than a picnic or a coffee, like a coffee date.
Yes.
What could be crazier than that?
Well, if you let me tell this.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I get three guesses. Oh, why don't we go to Disneyland together?
Absolutely 100% no.
Maybe our daughters could go to the zoo together. We could go to the zoo.
No.
Okay, my last guess.
Okay, last guess.
Oh, do you like theater? We could go see a play together, like mothers and daughters, like a play date.
Okay, that's... Not it at all, but that was the closest.
Well, that last one?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Because basically, my mom was like, oh, yeah, I have a daughter. Let me see what it looks like.
Don't worry about it.
Take it out.
This is something different. This is nicotine. This is tobacco. That's nicotine, but
okay.
I'm about to do this. It's like putting dirt in your mouth.
Do you smoke cigarettes or no?
No, these are the last two things I need to get rid of.
But this is all you do. You just dip?
Yeah, no alcohol, no weed, no cocaine,
wow.
no drugs, just this.
Good for you. I mean that, even though it sounds super generic, like, oh, good for you.
Do you really mean that, though?
Why in the fuck would I say it if I didn't mean it?
But it's hard. It's hard, right? I mean,
right,
it's a good thing.
Right, that's why I'm saying good for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Like, it's not good for me.
But you don't do drugs or alcohol. You never
I never have, so it's not hard for me to stop.
Okay, okay. Fair
enough.
You
know what I mean? It's hard for people to stop when they've started. Like, the amount of sugar I consume.
Well, how much sugar are you consuming?
It's just bad. It's like every hour I'm like, what's my next sugar?
You want a gobstopper?
No, I'm really trying to be good about
sugar. Have you
had
one of those?
Yeah, I don't want that. That's not like my sugar thing. I like
cupcakes.
I like cookies, a cupcake, a scone, a muffin, a chocolate chip brownie, more cookies, straight up chocolate chips sometimes.
Have you been to the Grove there down the street, the Grove? Sprinkles?
Yeah. I like their red velvet, the gluten-free red velvet.
Why is that the popular one?
The cream cheese frosting and the soft, moist red velvet that tastes like chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Have you had the caramel one? They have this
triple
caramel.
No, okay, so let's get back to the story.
Okay, so the story of the daughters, mm-hmm. Esther and Jenna and their moms. Go ahead.
It's funny because I just told this story today on a...
What?
Okay, so just listen.
How about you tell it, but in a different way?
Oh, I'll act them out then.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to be my mom on this side, and then this side's going to be Esther's mom.
Okay.
Okay, so it was like...
So you getting this?
Oh, let me see this. I love... This is such a cute shirt. I wonder if my daughter would wear it. Oh, you have a daughter? Yeah, I do. She's not in the country right now because... Oh, hold on. My daughter's calling. Hello? Yeah. Oh, okay. It's my daughter. She's out of the country. My daughter's out of the country. Oh, you're on the phone. Okay, I'll wait. Hello? Yes. Okay. All right. Your father says hi to... all right. We're in the middle of the garage sale. We'll talk later. Oh, all right. Love you, too. Oh, my God. So where was your daughter? My daughter's in Scotland right now. My daughter is, too! Wow, really? What's she doing there? She's at the Fringe Fest, which is a, you know, Fringe Fest. She's at the Fringe Fest. Oh, my God. My daughter's at the Fringe Fest, too.
Wait, clarify what Fringe Fest is. Is that a horror festival?
No, Fringe Fest is like, a festival in Scotland.
Fringe.
Fringe, and it is a bunch of different theater performances, comedy, stand-up comedy, sketch.
I was right. I said theater.
Yes, that's why I said one was the closest.
Continue with the performance. I love what you're doing. Continue with the performance.
So then my mom was like, oh my God, this is so bizarre. My daughter's at Fringe Fest too. And she was like, oh my God. Because it's like the most excited Esther's mom gets sounds like this. Oh my God, no way. Yeah. That's so wild. When is she back? Maybe they could get together. Well, when she's back, she's going straight to college. Oh, my daughter too. She's going to U of I. And they said the same college at the same time. And they were like,
no.
No way. And she's like, my daughter's going for theater. And she was like, my daughter's going for dance. And my mom was like, how does my mom sound? Oh, my daughter dances, but she's going into theater. My daughter does theater, but she's going into dance.
U of I, Illinois?
Yeah, University of Illinois.
So that's crazy. Maybe it was meant to be.
It was meant to be because, get this, I would have met her regardless, either through my mom being like, hey, you need to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me, oh, this girl's information. I'm like, I don't care to meet this girl named Esther who you met at someone's garage sale. So I didn't reach out.
Oh, Jenna. When did that
happen?
You know
how often Jewish moms are like, oh my God, you have to meet.
Right. Probably all the time.
Yeah, they're like, so you kind of put it off. We have this friend named Barry who goes, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So I put it off. And so I either would have met through my mom telling, or the dorm room that she was in was one of my other college best friends who she became best friends with, close friends with on her own.
They did that on their own.
But
what a small world.
I would have met her through her anyhow. And then in the dining hall one morning, we ended up like sitting at the same table because that friend brought her. And we found out, like, oh, you're the person I was supposed to contact.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So it happened organically.
And then
in the cafeteria, hey, I was supposed to meet you anyway.
And it was like, yeah. And it was like, I probably would have met her out here anyhow, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like through Samantha and Gilbert and the comedy scene. I don't know. Who knows?
That's so crazy.
So it's crazy. She's one of my best friends.
Is she really one of your, like, you've known her for a long time now?
Yeah, and I love her. Like,
over a decade, right?
We're very, very close. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel that I want some water, too.
I have Coca-Cola.
Told you I don't want any of that. It has nothing to do with you.
I do have bottled water if you want a bottle of water.
I don't like soda. Okay. I don't like bubbly things.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't drink pop.
Okay. This would be a good segue into this next thing because I'm a huge Kevin Bacon fan because I grew up with Footloose and Flatliners and Stir of Echoes and, you know, all those.
So, see, I'm sorry for this.
So I'm a big Kevin Bacon fan. How did you end up meeting Sosie Bacon, Kevin Bacon's daughter?
So,
because I freaked out about that when I was, that's Kevin really Bacon's funny. Daughter? Yeah.
So
a foot loose, boom to dump a foot loose.
Footloose. Yeah. So I don't think I ever even saw that movie. I don't know if I've seen much that he's done. Wow. Now I'm trying to watch stuff that he's done now that I know him.
Wow.
Their whole family they're all just incredible. But Sosie, I met, obviously I didn't know who she was.
You didn't?
No. And like, I wouldn't have cared. But I met her because she was dating one of my best friends from Chicago, from high school.
From high school?
Out here? Who now lives out here. Who,
what the hell?
Yes.
So there's connecting the dots again?
Everywhere. So, so basically, she was dating him, and they dated for a couple of months. It ended amicably, and she and I had already become very close, and I was one of her first friends when she moved out here. And so, basically, after they broke up, she was still reaching out to me like a normal friend, like, hey, let's go get coffee. And I was like, oh, I just don't know if that's the right thing to do, like now, morally.
Why would you think that? Because you had that because you because
I was friends with him first.
Oh, loyalty.
Yeah. So yeah, loyalty. It meant, loyalty, not morally.
So, yeah, it's loyalty.
Loyalty.
Because you knew him first before her.
Yes.
Okay. And gotcha.
You know, I just didn't know what the right move was going to be.
Yeah.
And so she was like, "Well, that makes sense. Why don't you reach out to him and ask him if he's okay with it?"
Did you do that?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not meeting up with you because I just don't feel it's right. So I reached out to him and I was like, hey.
Do you think it's okay?
Sosie still wants to be my friend and I still want to be her friend, but I totally understand if it makes you uncomfortable or upset.
Oh, that's really nice of you to like, do that.
I don't need to be.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
And what was his response?
He goes, well, she always liked you more than she liked me anyhow.
Holy smokes, really?
But he said it like jokingly and they still get along too. He was just like, go for it. Like, you guys always really got along. So we continued being friends. And then this is another story where it's like, no matter what, I would have met her.
How?
Okay. So either through them.
Dude, you got some weird connection
or
thing going on with people.
I do.
You
where
do.
It's like, if it wasn't through this person, I was going to meet you anyhow through this outlet.
All right, let me hear this story.
So she and I, it's like 2 years have passed and we're
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're still friends, but we're not close because after they broke up, like, yeah, we still saw each other every now and then, but it wasn't like we were close, close homies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to start this acting class at this certain acting school. Now, to give you an idea of how slim the chances are, the first course is 2 weeks long, and they have, I don't know, maybe 6 of them per month just like popping off.
Now, what kind of acting? Improv, Meisner technique, method acting? Like, what kind of acting?
Acting for the camera.
For theatrical roles?
Theatrical.
Okay, gotcha.
What's the word?
Scene adaptations?
100% not. it was something that was close to like focusing on, I think is the word.
Yeah.
If you think of the word, let me know.
Okay.
Is that a back scratcher?
No, it's a pair of scissors, but my back scratcher is by the piano. I didn't want to like interrupt the flow of the podcast, but continue.
Got it?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't interrupt the flow.
I'm sorry. What? Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, it's too rubbery.
Yeah, it's rubbery.
But okay. I love your shoes.
I know. I was just going to say, can I do like an interruption of, if you were to wear these linings, it would perfectly match your overall outfit. Like, can we?
Those shoes are
like,
for me.
Look.
What are they called? Linings.
Can I do a quick commercial?
Yeah, I'm
so
going to look them up.
So lining is a Chinese, it's like the Nike of China.
Lining.
And I think his name is something Wade.
Oh, they're expensive.
There's a...
But not more expensive than like a Nike.
Yeah, this is the Chinese Nike company. And a professional, Eric Ellington, just made a deal with them for a skate shoe through this company, Lining.
I want those.
You want these?
Lining, yeah. Should I ask my friends in China to buy them for me?
No, there's a store in Fairfax. You don't have to go to China. Just go to Fairfax, you know, where Supreme is.
Oh my
is.
God, these are yours.
Yeah, those are mine.
Those are sexy.
You really like them?
I do.
Because they would perfectly match your overalls right now. Like your outfit.
I just wonder if I could get linings cheaper in China.
How much are they right there? Because I got, mine was 140.
Okay,
something.
Look at those. Those are cute.
Those are
169. But
those are different than mine. Those are,
I know. Yours are, slow your fucking roll.
Okay.
Yours
mine
are
right
there. $291.
No, I paid $149 at Fairfax.
Dude, these shoes are incredible.
Really? You like them?
They're amazing.
This is you all the way.
Me all the way.
What size foot are you?
8.5 In probably guys? You have bigger feet than you.
In guys or females? Sorry. How many times did I say that?
The amount of times.
How many times did I say that?
That you said. 3 times. In guys.
How many times did I say it?
In guys.
How many times?
At least 3, possibly 4.
Okay, I do 6 more. In guys. In guys.
Well.
In guys.
Yeah.
In guys.
Nope.
Okay, is that 6? Okay, yeah, good. Because it has to be 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Okay.
Got it. So anyway. I used to have a thing with 12 and everything had, nothing could be 5.
Yeah.
It could be 3 because 3, 6, 9. It could be like 6, 6 times 2 is 12.
So you have it too.
4 because 4, 8, 12.
Right.
Yeah, but I really have worked on like, it's too exhausting.
Because
like,
in my mind,
I was like opening
if,
the refrigerator too many times.
Yeah, but in my mind, if I don't do it, like you notice that I did after the piano, I went 1, 2, 3. I cleared the air. I cleared it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the thing. I finished the piece and I go 1, 2, 3. I cleared that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I could move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And then you notice when I stood up, I go, we have a very special guest, blah, blah, blah. And I said your name. I went, I did that. You notice?
3 is great.
You notice that? I do it every week.
She's like, yeah.
Because in my mind, if I don't do that, then something tragic. I go all the way.
For me, nothing
something
tragic.
Bad's going to happen.
For me,
like
it was
final
never
destination.
About anything bad happening. It was just like an itch that wasn't scratched.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like as a kid, I used to run back and touch a spot that I'm like, oh, I missed that spot.
Yeah. Where did you grow up again? In Illinois?
Chicago.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You went to middle school?
Wait, what did we didn't finish something.
I forgot. What were we saying? Oh, no. The theater class.
I was going to meet.
Oh, my God.
I was going to meet Sosie no matter what. So get this. 2 years later, we're still friends, but like we go out together every now and then. But right now it's like I have a ring that says her name. I wasn't even realize I was wearing. Okay, it's like,
oh, you're that close.
Like we're married.
Holy moly.
Where I was before I came here was her place.
Oh my, you were at her place.
Yes, like we are attached at the buttholes.
Okay, is it like maybe you have the same horoscope sign or something?
No, not at all.
It's just you guys just
we just
get it.
Work okay, together.
Continue.
She's just like the greatest, most genuine
person.
Honest, upfront, transparent. She's just wonderful.
Okay, good.
What was I going to say?
You said you were going to meet her
okay,
anyway.
So
there was
either
the
situation where she was dating my friend. Let's say I hadn't met her there. Then 2 years later, again, we were still friends, homies, but not like obsessed with one another like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so these classes, I'm telling you, there's about 700 classes per year that you could take at this one place.
How much is it?
No, we're distracting.
Okay, good.
So we got to keep us on track because you get very distracted and so do I.
What are you talking about? I'm not distracted.
Yeah.
Did you I go interrupt
off on,
you?
No, but like you go off on tangents and
I
so
do.
Do I.
I do.
Right, and so it's like both of us together.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened to detour us from the
I think
Sosie.
I saw your shoes.
It was the... You did it then.
It
the
was
lining.
Me. I said both of us.
Okay, I'm sorry. But it was the lining thing.
Yeah.
I didn't like... But you know what the crazy thing about it is? There's another tangent. Sorry.
The way you touched
me. 1, 2, 3. Sorry. You know another thing?
Yeah, but now that's 5. Now that's 5 because you touched me what? Thank you.
You know another thing? In the back of my mind, I was going to bring this up anyway. You know, this was going to be the tagline. At the very end, I was going to go, you know what, Jenna? I love your overalls. And guess what? If I were to I was going to go into a whole thing, but you beat me to the punch. So, see, now we have to get back on track. Sosie, you would have met her anyway. Continue.
So, I would have met her anyhow. So, she's another person that's like... Esther, where I would have met them anyhow. So just to give you the idea, my point was the idea of how slim the chances are. There's about 700 classes at this place per year, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you're picking when you're going to start, you have to pick the right class, and they have to put you in the right class to be in the same class as someone else. So basically,
what's the probability then of you getting in the same class as her?
It's like
1 in 100.
It seems like 1 in 80.
That's still not good.
1 in 90.
1 in 90.
And our lives have to be at the same wavelength that we're like, oh, this week is when actually we're freeing up our time to go to
that class.
Right.
So you had similar kind of tendencies.
Right. So basically I'm like, oh, I've been meaning to go to this class for years. I'm just going to take it. I never knew that she even knew about the class. She never knew that I knew about the class. We never discussed it.
Where was the class? Like in Santa Monica somewhere?
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically, I'm like, okay, fuck, I got to start the class. So I go, they put me with this specific teacher, get to class on the first day, and she's in the class.
And when did you recognize her? Did you see her right away?
Immediately,
we were like, oh!
We're like, you're fucking kidding me.
Holy crap.
So we do the 2-week intensive class.
Yeah.
And then you have no say where you're going to end up after that. They place you based off your level.
Yeah.
Or your personality, whatever, with a certain group, with a certain teacher.
Holy.
Which is ongoing, which is where you're going to be in class like for the next year.
Yeah.
We're in the same ongoing class.
Whoa.
So it's like no matter what, I was going to meet Esther. No matter what, I was going to meet Sosie.
Wow. I've always wondered this because, you know, this is going back to the Kevin Bacon thing.
We have to transition out of Kevin Bacon.
No, I can't. I'm obsessed. What was it like when you first met Kevin Bacon? What was it like the first time you went to her house, like her parents' house?
It was like very normal. What do you mean? Just like, oh, hey, what's up? It's your parents.
So you,
it's like meeting
you
anyone
weren't
else's
you
parents.
Weren't stuttering.
No.
What are you doing right now?
My back really hurts. Okay.
Oh, so you, it was just completely natural and normal.
It's because I'm looking this way.
Yeah. Oh. So.
There we go. Yeah, it was completely fucking normal. They're normal people. They're so normal, honest, genuine, again, transparent, communicative.
Are they nice? Are they pretty down to earth?
Excuse me. 100%. Like, there's, in the most positive way, there's nothing special about them as humans. Like, they are special to me because
he's been in so many classic movies.
They're special to me.
Right.
Because Sosie's special to me.
So maybe.
And, like, I have a relationship with her mother because I love her and we're kind of similar.
Who's her mom again? She's an actress.
Her name is
too.
Kira.
Yeah. Actress, too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And,
So
it was completely normal, natural. They knew, oh, that's just our daughter's good friend.
Yeah, it's like.
And so it's just a normal
thing.
It's
like, I'll explain it to you. Like, when you were younger, did you ever meet the parents of your friends?
Yes.
It's like that.
Oh, like it's like that?
Yep. It's just like meeting the parents of your friends.
Because I'll tell you this much. If I were to meet Mr. Bacon, I would be freaking out.
Well, that's,
I would be freaking the
that's
fuck out.
You so like there's nothing weird about them. That would just be you.
Yeah, let's play it out. So you're Mr. Bacon. This will never happen, but I just want to do this because I think it'll be fun exercise. Okay. You're Mr. Bacon. Okay.
Hi. Are you okay, sir?
Hi. Big fan. Wait, why did you do that?
I don't know. I was just thinking COVID.
That freaked me out because when you did that,
COVID.
You know what? That's like, I thought of like Game of Thrones, like Joffrey, like he's the king or something. Like,
I was just thinking like COVID, maybe we weren't touching hands.
But yeah, I would be freaking out.
Yeah, that's you.
I really like your movies.
Yeah, you would be the weird one.
Footloose, and I just can't believe you're here right now. You know, it's a dream come true, man. Like,
I'll make sure to never introduce you.
I remember seeing Sister Rebecca as I was alone. And then when you did that one scene, I was like, oh my God, the ghost was here the whole time, man. And so that would make it awkward, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know that. Yeah. You know that that would make it awkward.
Yeah. But I have met... I still freak out when I see Steven Yeun. How do you say really his last name?
I don't know who anyone
but,
is.
You know, Steven. From Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
I don't watch the
Asian guy.
Dead.
He's like the Korean Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on, dude. See. Steve, look him up. Y-E-U-N, Steven Yeun. He's in the movie Minari. He was in Burning. He's in a...
Oh.
Yeah. So I still freak out when I see him.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, maybe it's not good for me because it's like...
It's probably not good for
you.
Yeah,
but he's, you know, they're all people, right? It's like he eats and shits and sleeps like everyone else.
Right? You got to tell that to yourself.
Yeah, but the thing is, because he's so handsome, too. Like, I look at him, I'm like, oh, my God, he's so handsome. Yeah.
Who?
Steven Yeun.
So,
you have to admit, he's handsome.
Oh, God, you just did the loud, screamy thing. You know, it's so funny, because I was telling Sosie before I came.
He is handsome. You have to admit. Would you at least say he is?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Steven Yeun is handsome. Okay, I was telling Sosie before I came here, I was like, my favorite thing is his laugh. You.
What do you mean? I have a specific laugh.
Oh my God. Do you like
no. Wait, do the face again?
Yeah, you're like not like
can
that.
Can I try to reenact what I think I sound like?
Yeah. That's like Esther's laugh. What you sound like is
so the way you're doing your face, you're making me look like a wounded squirrel or something. I'm like,
I mean, just rewatched the tapes, you know.
Well, I'm like,
yeah,
my face does because you're doing something with your face that I don't like you doing that.
It doesn't get that small. No, that's just like my part of it.
Okay, do it again. Do it one more time.
Okay.
No. Just do it one more time.
Okay, I gotta get you to laugh first. Okay, so you go.
Oh, so I do a little. It's kind of
like, just a normal laugh. It's great.
It's kind of like I'm like this. Everyone, it's kind of like Gollum in the
cave.
No,
I think I'm just turning. No.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the next subject.
So you, when did you, how did you meet Kalila and all them? I'm so sorry. My mind went blank. I'm so sorry.
So after meeting Esther.
Yeah.
I was visiting her out here. I was still in college because she had dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually staying with her and her tiny studio that she lived in with Melissa Villaseñor. But Melissa wasn't there.
That sounds like a really formal name.
I love Melissa, too.
Okay. Is she an actress, too?
You know Melissa. Comedian. She's on SNL.
Oh, gotcha.
She's
hilarious. Yeah.
So she... I was staying with her for like a week that I had some break in school. And in that time, or maybe like a week or two, I would just go with her like to the Comedy Store or wherever she was going to different shows. And Bobby was always around. And so she introduced me to Bobby. And obviously he like became my grandfather very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved here, I would just like ask him advice and like, I remember showing him my headshots at one point being like, which one should I have?
Like,
what do I do?
Manager or auditioning and stuff.
Yeah. And we would go out to like IHOP with him and Esther. So she introduced me to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was and then once I moved out here, like a year after, I was driving her to a show where she was guest spotting or opening up for Bobby in like Ontario or something.
The Ontario Improv, yeah.
And then go like this.
I know, it's probably a booger. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think it's just skin. You don't have to dig up. Let me see.
Is it gone?
Let me see.
That's why I have fucking Carmex, man.
That's why it's there, because you put fucking Carmex up here. Oh my God.
Continue with your freaking story, man. I'm already self-conscious. Continue. Finish your story. Finish your story. God damn it. Finish your story. God, I got tobacco here. I got boogers here. Go. Go.
Shove.
What?
You shove that shit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What? Why are you laughing? What the? Why do you think that's so funny? Why do you think that's so damn funny?
Have you seen
continue.
How far you stick your finger up?
Why is that so funny?
Bro.
Timestamp that, please. Timestamp that. Timestamp it. That's edited out. Timestamp it.
If you rewatch what the fuck you're doing, you will know.
Complete your story.
It goes up there so smoothly.
Complete your story, man.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So she introduced me to Bobby, and then so I was driving her to her. She's like, "Will you please drive me to my show?" So I drove her.
She does have that tone, doesn't she?
She's like, "Jenna,
it's kind of like this.
Jenna, will you drive me to my show, maybe?" Oh. And I was like, "Yeah." And obviously, that was fun for me still because I had endless energy and my dreams hadn't been crushed yet. I was I'm out here living the dream.
Yeah.
So I drive her to the show. And see Bobby again. We're hanging out in the green room, but at this time he had just started dating Kalilah, and Kalilah was there.
Hello.
And she says that she immediately was like, "This girl's not wearing pants." I was wearing a shirt.
You always had your own style. That's what I admire.
Since I was a kid.
Let's talk about that after, because these are unique, right here. Whatever you're wearing, those are incredible. Those overalls. But so
you have to thank this
That's
brand.
How it all started. It connected there in the green room at the improv.
Kalilah was like, "You, I want to be friends with you." And she got my number. And then we met up in Koreatown for boba and something. And we just hung out. And I remember Jessica, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica came by and met us because she was leaving from Mexico at the time and was borrowing a bathing suit from Kalilah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then Kalilah and I just started hanging out. We very quickly became friends. She loves to laugh. I have the same type of personality, not as Bobby, but in the sense where I like to perform for my friends and to have them laugh at me. And she's like, "The way you like to pee outside, it's like you're like Bobby."
Yeah, because he does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we just became... We became friends, and then I'm trying to think what comes next. Oh, and then it was the story that I already told about the podcast, Gilbert. So everyone is just super connected.
Let's talk. We're kind of winding down here, huh? Last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's almost 10. Wow. It's like, what it, wow.
But I want to talk about your unique style.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into your fashion? How did you get into it?
Well, I never cared about fashion at all, and I still don't. Mm-hmm. But I wish I did, because I would be rich.
But you do care in a sense, because you have your own aesthetic going.
Mm-hmm, but it's not about your choices. Fashion.
Even those socks, those are unique.
Oh, I tie-dyed these myself, and they're very ugly.
Go ahead. Can you,
years ago.
Can you get that in?
You got to see the whole thing, though, because they're really ugly.
So you customize those yourself. The socks are you did that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I don't really know how to tie-dye very well, but...
Well, it looks like you do.
I just did the thing.
So that's the thing I'm talking about. That's just something that you just grew up doing? Did you...
No, so it's more so...
You always wear color. You wear colorful garments.
Yeah, so this is... I'll explain it all to you. Mm-hmm. So basically, growing up... my mom always thought that I should choose my own clothes.
As a fucking toddler. To Bloomingdale's or Macy's.
No, I was getting my brother's hand-me-downs. We never bought anything new. It was just it wasn't sad. It just was.
But you're the younger one.
The younger one.
See, I went through that too.
Well, yeah. And so my mom was just like, whatever you want to wear. So even at 3 and 4, I'm picking my own clothes always. So I never learned this is what you should wear. This is what an outfit looks like together. Right. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I understood what matching meant, because I thought matching meant the same color.
Oh.
And I remember
that's what it means, doesn't it?
No, like something can match something that's not the same color, or two of the same colors cannot match because it's like they clash.
Right.
So it took me a very long time. I didn't know seasonal colors until I was maybe like 28.
What's a seasonal color?
There's like fall colors are more like, aren't they like green or darker?
Yeah, purple. Okay.
She knows better than I do.
Okay, yeah.
Summer colors, I think, are like lighter.
Like orange?
Yellow. Pastel,
okay,
pink.
Gotcha.
So it's funny because I always remember my mom being like, it's just interesting that somehow you never learned how to match and you still don't understand it. I would wear like my grandfather's pants, like checkered from him, with like my boxers sticking out with like a tight pink shirt. And my mom would be like, you know, with like a polka dot tie or something. She's like, I just want to let you know. I don't care what you wear. I just want to know if you know that that doesn't match though, right?
Yeah, but it's in and your mind,
was,
it did.
Right, and I was like, I don't understand how. I remember looking down and being like, okay, doesn't match? And she's like, none of it. But she was like, wear it. I just want you to know.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. So I've always, the reason I say I wish I cared about fashion, I guess like in a career sense, is because for some reason, it's a running joke that people are like, someone is spying on you. And then they tell the fashion industry, they tell a famous person, and then that thing becomes the next fad.
Right.
Even fanny packs before fanny packs came back.
You were doing that.
I was wearing them. I was like, I need to start a business. Like, kids are going to love this. And my friends were like, Jenna, they're not coming back.
But they did.
And I started making my own fanny packs. And then like a year later, they came back. And I'm like, I wish I were rich. Or like wearing onesies. That was like, Jenna, no one is doing that. I mean, starting on my 17th birthday, I was wearing pajama onesies.
Just
and people
out
to my birthday. Yeah.
Just out in public.
And people were like, that's cute. But like, no one's ever doing that. It took about 10 years.
So you're ahead of your time.
I'm always
ahead of the time.
And then it becomes a thing. And it's like just such a, when I was wearing high waisted pants, I would call around to stores.
Yeah.
Like 8 years ago. And they were like, no, we don't have any.
Dudes in Silver Lake doing that now.
Right. Well, now everyone wears
high
waisted.
They're doing it.
But they were like, I remember this one lady.
Even skater kids are doing that. Skaters.
Well, yeah, everyone.
They're wearing high.
Because that's a thing now.
With wide.
And I'm happy because I love high waisted.
Yeah.
But I remember calling around to stores and they were like, no, ma'am, we don't have any because it's not in style. And
wow.
I was like, okay.
Have you thought about doing your own maybe clothing company or something? Or don't you have your own kind of thing?
I have my own deodorant company.
Can we end it with that and like plug the deodorant?
Yeah, but wait, there was something else about outfits.
Oh, about fashion, sorry.
What was it? Oh, how I choose outfits.
Mm-hmm.
You said color.
Color.
So what I choose my outfits based off of how I feel when I look at them.
Oh, it's feeling.
So it's not based off, oh, I'm going to look in the mirror. What does this look like together? Of course, there are moments when I go out and I'm like, oh, I want to see how this looks, but it is based off of, oh, when I look at you, I feel good.
That's like Marie Kondo. That's like Marie Kondo, the Marie Kondo way.
I feel good. Yeah. Like it sparks joy.
Yeah, it sparks
so
joy.
It's not
in
like
you.
When I see you in the mirror, does it go good together?
No,
it's
but
like
you,
when I look down.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
like
go.
When I look down, do you make me happy? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But where did you get these? That's as
so
an example.
This brand,
where, yeah, how
TSNMI. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I've never seen those.
But you know the musician Kehlani?
I've heard.
Do you know?
Yeah, not too well.
So she, I guess this is her brand, but I've never seen anyone wearing it.
Right.
Their Instagram hasn't posted in like years, I think.
And then how'd you find that?
Like, some of my friends are friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
Clicking on different Instagram things and seeing someone wearing this, then going to that person's Instagram, then seeing that they had tagged this, then going to that Instagram, then going to that website and being like, I found it.
Oh, wow. So you got it through Instagram just...
Because when I saw this on someone, I was like,
I need that.
I need you.
And you hunted it down.
And it's stretchy.
Wow.
It's cozy, comfy.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's... Because we're done the last 5 minutes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a stick of your deodorant now on you?
It's not a deodorant stick. Actually, I'm
pretty
sure.
Can we take a look at your deodorant? This is your company, right?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, I do.
Let me check it out. So, pit stop.
Pit stop.
So, tell us more about pit stop.
So, I was super, super smelly, hormonal. Like, when you have hormones going mm-hmm. all over the place, you stink. Mm-hmm. And nothing was working. Mm. Don't put your fingers in it because they were up your nose.
I just smelted.
I know.
Continue.
I'm just letting pit you know stop. In case you wanted to. Everyone's going to be like, she's a fucking whore bitch.
Pit stop.
But whore bitch is
this
a good is,
we're doing
too.
A commercial, by okay, the way. Great. This is a commercial.
Pit stop.
Pit stop.
So
get yours today.
Basically, I started formulating my own deodorant. Amazing. And one of my friends showed me like a base of how to make them. And then from there, over the years, every year I've like changed to it, added to it, and really, in my opinion, made the perfect deodorant now, and it works. I mean, Kalila uses
yeah, who,
it.
Yeah, who did the
Esther Sosi?
Who did the art?
So,
on
her name is Paloma Ray.
Shout out to Paloma Ray.
Paloma Ray. Mm. She's a brilliant fucking artist. Mm-hmm. I went to high school with her.
No, another yes. connection.
Yeah, where I had posted on my Instagram like, "Hey, I'm looking for someone who can do a logo. This is how I want it to be.
Yeah,
I want like all these specificities that were important to me."
Yeah. And she did the art.
And she responded like, me. And I was like, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
And plus, once I saw what she was capable of doing,
yeah,
she's just, I think her Instagram is like P Ray Art.
Uh huh. How does one get a can of pit stop?
Well, if you go to my Instagram, which is Jenna Jumenez. Wait.
Spell it out.
Yeah, you got to spell it out. Should I show it? Is that easier?
You can.
Or no?
You can. Maybe near the camera, or if you go, just focus in.
No, okay. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Jenna, which is my name.
Yeah. J-E-N-N-A.
Jew, like a Jew. J-E-W. Menez, M-E-N-E-Z, because my last name is Jimenez, but I'm also Jew.
Say it two more times.
Jenna Jumenez, J-E-N-N-A, J-E-W-M-E-N-E-Z.
One more time.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Three.
Yeah.
J-E-N-N-A J-E-W M-E-N-E-Z. And that's Jenna Jumenez. Now, the way you can find it is you go there, and then in my profile, there is something that you can click on that says deodorant and hand sanitizer orders via email below. And it's at by Tia Jenna. So that's the other, that's my deodorant Instagram, by Tia Jenna, B-Y-T-I-A Jenna. And there's an email in there. You can just click directly on the email where it says like contact, mm-hmm. either on my Instagram or my deodorant Instagram, mm-hmm. both ways in the contact.
Cool.
You just click it. And basically I just need anyone who orders to be patient because I make them all on my own.
Right.
I make them one at a time.
Wow. Handmade.
Handmade. I'm using.
How much for a can of pit stop?
So I've been changing the price because essentially I've just been losing money over the past 5 years.
Can we raise it a couple bucks then? Maybe.
Well, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about $32 for that tiny thing,
yeah.
which is a lot of money, but
it's worth it.
It lasts very long. It works.
Pit stop. Get yours today.
Yeah, and like fucking support me, okay?
Yes.
Because the tins are expensive, the organic beeswax
handmade.
Is expensive.
Yeah, of course.
I also have jars that I sell, which
yeah.
are glass jars. Those are expensive.
Get yours today. Go to
get
our Instagram
today.
And get yours today. Is there anything? Did you have a website? Anything else you wanted to plug?
No.
Time flew by.
Time really did.
Yeah, so that's it. You know, web, like Twitter or...
Just my Twitter, Instagram. I never really end up Facebook, using because I don't know how to use it. Right. Facebook.
Just your Instagram. Instagram. Okay.
That's so sweet. Just my Instagram. Yeah. Hopefully someday I'll be plugging something else.
But that's cool.
But that's cool.
That's cool.
It's dope. Thank you.
That's a good idea. And you, and I'm proud works. Of you because you're following, you followed through and this exists.
Thank you.
Pit stop. Okay, thanks for tuning in. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. There's a Scissor Bros Patreon, patreon.com/Scissor Bros. www.stevieweebyshow.com if you want to get a shirt or any merch, but just know that the orders will be delayed because of, you know, COVID and shipping and all that. Instagram.com/QUANGOU, stevieweebybandcamp.com, where all my music's at. Oh, there's a P.O. box. If you want to send any packages or mail or whatever, send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And can you say your Instagram one last time?
Jenna Jumenez, JennaJewMenez. I feel like I have to say it like my mom when she...
Because we're ending it, but I'm going to do something very unique. Watch. Pit stop. Pit stop. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at Ben. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land. You bless the sand. Stir the bull with your hand. Oh, Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me want to get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Lift this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal of mail. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.